Here's Rogue Sounds with music critic Josh Gross and host Jeffrey Riley.
Josh Gross, welcome back to the Jefferson Exchange.
Always glad to be welcomed back, Jeffrey.
It is. I have to say, this is an exceptional smorgasbord you've laid out this month. Having listened to the cuts in advance, this is some fine and tasty stuff.
Thank you very much. I work hard at it. I like to give you only the best, you know.
So we have quite a range of stuff, starting with the music of Frank Ellis. This is coming to Art, Bop, and Talent June 7th tonight.
So this is a
bit of a pivot in the Frank Ellis, music of Frank Ellis career.
So the music of Frank Ellis is one of my personal favorite Rogue Valley regional bands. They've been around for about 6 years. They're phenomenal. They're equally comfortable writing like long, epic, you know, like moody things or like real quick dance bangers. Their songs are always good. Their songwriting is phenomenal. It's one of those true bands where every person in it brings something unique and special, and you couldn't just swap them out for someone else because then it would be an entirely different band. And that's so rare and beautiful, but also it means that it's incredibly fragile. If anything happens, like, for example, two of the members moving to the East Coast, which they're going to be doing this summer, that's the end of it. So this is going to be Frank Ellis's very last show, and it's just a tragedy. So I encourage everyone who has even a lick of interest in it to go see these guys. They're phenomenal, and this is your last chance to see them. Their stuff is so, so good.
And here's a sample. This is called Morning, Noon, and Night from the music of Frank Ellis.
Winter rains are leaving soon, and so I sing a spring in tune. I love you, and I know that you love me. And every day I spend with you, I learn to love this world anew. How lovely to share this life with you.
So what can you tell us about the future trajectory of what is now the music of Frank Ellis, if anything?
You know, it's such an odd time for music because, like, you know, no one has to be in the same place the way they used to. You know, it used to have to be you had to all be in the same town, and now there's a lot more ability to collaborate remotely and to work. And so two of the members are moving to the East Coast, but they've, you know, told me that they have some plans to continue recording back and forth, but obviously they're not going to be playing a lot of local shows. So I don't even think they know what the future is, but I do know that this is a special like combination of players and made like a really great total product, and I think that they know that too, and they want to try to hold on to that in whatever way they can. But I mean, obviously it's more challenging when you put 3,000 miles between you.
No doubt. Yeah, that's the music of Frank Ellis coming to Art, Bop, and Talent tonight, June 7th. Josh Gross is here to talk about it in another edition of Rogue Sounds here on the Jefferson Exchange. Up next, coming tomorrow, June 8th, at Brit Festival in Jacksonville, Glitter Fox.
Yeah.
All right, so let's hear Highway Forever from Glitter Fox. To say, I have a great respect for a group that can fool me into thinking a guitar solo is a saxophone solo at first.
I can tell you like it too because you always let it play long. Yeah, these guys are great. They're based out of Portland, but they've done a lot of traveling around. But they're kind of, I kind of call it indie southern rock, where you can like feel a real southern rock vibe. You know, there's a lot of the songs that sort of evoke that atmosphere. A lot of stuff about sort of being on the road life. You know, so that lens, but with a lot of the sonic palette that, you know, was sort of developed during indie rock, including some interesting experimental guitar work, like making a guitar solo sound like a saxophone through, you know, various effects and things like that. These guys are on the Kill Rock Stars label out of Olympia, which is, you know, known for sort of really finding innovative stuff that sort of like becomes really influential. And these guys, it's like they've been through town one or two times before, but it's like they came once and did a small show, and then they did a bigger show, and now they're doing the Brit. You know, and it's like you see that, like, oh yeah, there's a reason they're kind of on the ascendancy, and it's because it's so good.
And I always find myself wondering with these first two bands anyway about how many people make these sounds, because they're quite layered in there.
You know, it's a really interesting time because their technology is more available now to sort of like broaden the palette. And, you know, some groups do play with backing tracks, but some just do it live through the use of, you know, effects and, you know, keyboards and this and that. It's like there is more technology available, but to make the sound bigger than ever before. But there's also no replacement for like a group of people on stage playing together in unison, because, you know, you get it down to, you could probably do most things with only two people and some backing tracks, but then it looks a little bit like karaoke. And what really brings, you know, makes something like seem magical on stage is that like group of people working together in harmony to create something. And, you know, so you don't want to be too reliant on technology, because, you know, you lose that human element.
Mm-hmm. Glitter Fox at Brit, Saturday night, June 8th at Jacksonville. This is Josh Gross with us once again on the Jefferson Exchange with this month's edition of Rogue Sounds. Up next is Challenger Deep, coming to the Dip in Reading on June 10th. This piece is called The Great Calamity. You kind of nailed me on my technique there, Josh. The fact is that I do tend to let it play a little longer. If there's more stuff to hear, some detail, there's so much depth and quality to the playing here.
Yeah, these guys are really doing some sophisticated stuff. They're an all-instrumental group out of Atlanta, Georgia, sort of walking in the shadow of the veins of some, you know, post-rock. But and their goal, as they've said, is to make stuff that is as fun as it is technically complex. And I think that's oftentimes something that people leave behind, is like people go for the technical complexity and then it becomes tedious to listen to. And they've really sort of found a sweet spot where their stuff is really sophisticated. You know, there's some really interesting harmonies and chord choices and, you know, melodic choices. But it's also like really fun and driving. And it's interesting to me because I hear there were a lot of people who were raised on some of the like the music of video games, where it was like, you know, the soundtrack was written to have this like really catchy, iconic sort of driving feel to it. And, you know, there became a lot of bands that would actually go on and then sort of like cover like Super Mario Brothers or Contra or Ninja Gaiden, you know, songs, because they were like, they were so iconic to people of that era. But that kind of atmosphere, that vibe, I really hear in what these guys are doing. Like, their stuff could very easily be the soundtrack to, you know, an old Nintendo game, because it's so like fun and it keeps you so in the moment, but at the same time is, you know, very sophisticated.
Yeah, and they have to be good to pull this off without vocals to cover over the top.
Yeah, because, you know, as great as it would be if everyone loved instrumental music, the truth is oftentimes people relate to what they can relate to. And since we all have a voice and we all speak, you know, the singer is the easiest thing to relate to. That's why the guitarist always relates to the guitarist, the drummer to the drummer. But everyone can speak, so we all relate to the singer. So you really do have to bring something extra to make it as an instrumental band. And I think these guys are doing something very cool. And I think that'll be a really, really fun show, especially if you're into technically complex music, you know, because it's like such a rare treat to have it be really fun as well.
Yeah, that is Challenger Deep, coming to the Dip in Reading on June 10th. Josh Gross is here with this month's edition of Rogue Sounds. Up next is Blind Pilot, coming to Fry Family Farm in Medford on June 16th. This piece is called Packed Powder.
I started working at the set. I thought it would make me more colorful. I saw the world as it still.
title of a song with some surprises. Just when I thought they were really going to start railing on the guitars, they went for a multi-layer harmony instead.
Yeah. These guys are coming from, you know, the folk tradition. I believe they started as a duo, but they kind of came out of that that sort of Decemberist era of like indie folk combination. And, you know, they really, they've been around for a while, but that's because they're good. Their stuff's really good. They first kind of made a name for themselves by touring by bicycle, you know, which is sort of a fun gimmick, but also a good way to save on tour costs, you know. And to make it an adventure, which
would
be a great adventure. The thing that's kept them going and keeps them around this long is just that the songs are really, really good. Like, it's the whole three chords and the truth. You can't get away from that. If you've got that, the rest will fall in line, and they got it in spades, you know?
I hear your voice in my head now. Three chords and the truth. That's all you need. Yeah, all the time.
Yeah. Someone the other day said, country music is three chords and the truth, and pop music is 28 chords and a lie. I thought that was really funny.
Josh Gross is back with us with another edition of Rogue Sounds, praising and damning music along the way. That was Blind Pilot coming to Fry Family Farm in Medford June 16th. June 22nd, we have Igor and the Red Elvises coming to Johnny B's.
These guys are amazing. Bro,
this
bring it.
Is fun. This is called Boogie on the Beach. These guys have fun. Is it just me or do they sneak the Munsters theme in there?
They probably do. Igor, the main guy from the Red Elvises, I believe Ukrainian, is just someone who grew up obsessed with rock and roll and, you know, American rock and roll, so moved to America. And then, but it always kept that Russian influence, that sort of ex-Soviet bloc. And, you know, the whole band was various people who were from ex-Soviet bloc countries, Russia, Ukraine, that whole area. And, they do, you know, kind of like classic rockabilly rock and roll, but through an extremely Russian, Ukrainian, Eastern European lens, including elements of, Eastern European folk music, different sort of scale approaches to soloing. They play a giant balalaika instead of a bass guitar. And they have this sort of like cartoonish presence where they understand that this is like a kind of a costume they're putting on. I mean, when they say Red Elvises, mm-hmm. It's like they're doing like communist Elvis, you know, where it almost have like this would be the knockoff version that they would have grown up with in the USSR. And, you know, and it's fun, it's silly, but also, oh boy, can these guys play. I've seen them a half a dozen times, and it's always a phenomenal time. And it's great that they're coming to Medford.
Igor and Red Elvis is coming to Johnny B's in Medford June 22nd. That is the end of our list for this month's edition of Rogue Sounds with Josh Gross. Josh, thanks for coming again.
Always glad to be here, Jeffrey.